Okay, you've got the map.
Check.
The cool box and the ice packs.
Check.
Oh, and we'll need chainmail armor for when we fight the dragon. A jar of toad's eyes for potions and a wise old wizard to help us cross the Bridge of Riddles.
This summer, take yourself to a different place with Audible. We've got the largest selection of children's audiobooks. Download your first one for free. £7.99 a month after 30-day free trial. Renews automatically. See audible.co.uk for details.
Friday, July 27th, 2018, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City. We are right here in Denver, Colorado, and you know, we get together every single weekday. We talk sports with a dose of common sense, and we are happy to have you here with us today. Happy Friday to you. Do you realize that this is the final Friday in the month of July? The summer is flying by quickly, which means that pretty soon, yeah, we're going to be so busy, we're not going to know what to do. Something to keep in mind for you today on this Friday. College football is less than 1 month away. I just want to throw that out to you. In fact, you know, a little off the subject, but do you know what I did yesterday? I did something I do every single year. I did something really, really stupid, and I probably shouldn't confess it here on the show, but I'm going to anyways. Feel like maybe you should know. Yesterday, I did the annual pilgrimage to the grocery store. I went and picked up the college and pro football preview magazines, and I do it every single year because I reached this point where we are at right now, where NFL training camps are beginning, where we are hearing that college football practice is underway, and I can't help it. I start to get football fever because there is nothing on right now. So what do? I'm walking through the store and I see the preview magazines sitting on the shelf. And I start looking for something to kind of satisfy that football appetite. And since there's nothing else right now, I am basically at the point where I am just content to look at pictures and pretend that games are taking place in my own head. Oh, can you imagine when that team plays that team? Ooh, can you imagine that Monday night game, how good that's going to be? Now, these magazines, if you don't go get them, I always do. I've been doing it for years. These magazines give like a preview for every single team. Maybe on the college level, they give some Heisman hopefuls. Maybe at the pro level, they make their Super Bowl picks. They just give some general predictions. Here's how we think this team's going to do. Here's how they're going to finish in their conference. Here's how they're going to finish in their division. Now, I don't know if you have bought one of these stupid magazines anytime lately. For one, have you noticed that they're like 10, 12 bucks now? That's a little steep for a magazine, isn't it? Like, I remember when they used to be like 2 or 3 bucks. They're like $10 or $12 now. That seems like a lot. Like, to get the college and the pro, that's like 25 bucks for me. But here's the part about those that bothers me more. There's a few parts that bother me about those things. They put together these publications like months in advance. And then they publish them over the summer right now when we are just jonesing for anything to do with football. The problem, of course, is the information on a number of these teams is completely incorrect. Like, it's totally out of date. So it says stuff like, the Dallas Cowboys will be looking to rebound from a down year. But Dez Bryant should be back to 100%, and that's going to help Dak Prescott get back on track. And you're like, what? When did you write this? Did you write that back in March? Because that move took place, I don't know, in April. Didn't the Cowboys cut Dez in April? And you're still talking about that now? When did you write this? Were you writing this at the Super Bowl as it was finishing up? And then the other part I don't really care for in these preview magazines that I buy every year and I can't stop myself is usually like the last 8-10 pages, something like that, of these magazines are just pictures of the cheerleaders. I don't know if they ran out of content, but they just put pictures of some cheerleaders. And here's some cheerleaders for you. Like, you know that porn's out there, right? If we really wanted to see cheerleaders, like, you can go find those kind of things. Don't waste these pages on scantily clad cheerleaders. Give me some more, I don't know, outdated analysis of what you think's going to happen based on something that can't possibly happen, because the team has changed since you wrote it, but still, give me that. Stop putting in the pictures of the cheerleaders. I don't need them. I don't want to see that. I want more college football, or I want more NFL football. Either way, especially in the college issue, seeing like the 18-year-olds, I don't know, it feels kind of creepy to me. Something about that, I don't need that. And yet, with all of those flaws, every single year at this time, I keep going back and buying these football previews. Every year since I was like, I don't know, 12 or 13 years old, I know they're outdated. I know they're inaccurate. I know they have that stupid cheerleader section, and yet I keep coming back like a heroin addict. Demi Lovato ain't got nothing on me. Hey, if you'd like to contact us, let us know what sports preview you're picking up at your local newsstand. We would love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosports@gmail.com. Or you can go find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports, and it doesn't have to be whether or not you went and picked up your local NFL or college football preview. But if you want to, you know, drop a line and let us know, yeah, I buy those stupid things too, and every year I seem to be a little bit disappointed. We would love to hear from you. Hey, today on the show, we do have a number of things to get to, including some breaking news. And as we usually do on Fridays, we will have our weekend sports preview, what there might be for you to watch over the next 2 days. And I'm telling you right now, there's not much for you to watch over the next 2 days. Plus, as we do every single Friday, we will have our Daily Dose Top 5, a staple of the show since it began. You never know which direction the Daily Dose Top 5 is going to go. We just try to hold on for dear life and see where it takes us. We are going to get to all of it right after this.
Okay, you've got the map.
Check.
The cool box and the ice packs.
Check.
Oh, and we'll need chainmail armor for when we fight the dragon. A jar of toad's eyes for potions and a wise old wizard to help us cross the bridge of riddles.
This summer, take yourself to a different place with Audible. We've got the largest selection of children's audiobooks. Download your first one for free. £7.99 a month after 30-day free trial. Renews automatically. See audible.co.uk for details.
First off, though, we do have some things coming out in the world of breaking news, starting off in Major League Baseball, seeing a couple of moves, seeing some signings, seeing some people moving around, some teams trying to make those moves before that trade deadline. But one thing that we did see, the Washington Nationals have placed right-handed pitcher Steven Strasburg on the 10-day disabled list, they're saying, with a pinched nerve in his neck. You know, Strasburg is just 6-7 on the season, but the Nationals were hoping maybe he'll come around, maybe he'll kind of get us going. I can't believe what I'm seeing from the Nationals. They are just hovering around 500 on the season. Not exactly the way that Nats fans were hoping, is it? You know, there were people prior to the season, experts, like smart baseball people, that were saying this actually might be Washington's year to get something done in the postseason. Well, if there's a positive to the Washington Nationals this season, it is that they might not lose in the postseason this year, because I don't think they're going to get there. I mean, does that count for anything? Is that a positive at all? I don't know. Meanwhile, Houston Rockets point guard Chris Paul thinks Steven Strasburg is a tad fragile. Aww. Strasburg is such a talented guy. He can just never, ever stay healthy. Now, there is obviously still a lot of time left, but things are not breaking well for the Washington Nationals right now, and sitting Strasburg out yet again, probably not a good sign either. Switching over to the NFL, Cleveland Browns wide receiver Jarvis Landry said that he believes the Cleveland Browns possess championship potential.
What?
This, of course, coming 1 year after the Browns just went 0-16. On Thursday, Sports Illustrated posted comments from Landry, who says he has sky-high hopes for this team's offense after he was acquired from the Miami Dolphins in the offseason. You'll be lucky if we don't score 40 on you, Landry said. If we get everyone playing to their potential, we can win the Super Bowl this year. Now, you might hear these comments from Jarvis Landry, and you might think, I don't know, he's crazy. You might think he's lost his mind. You might think the NFL isn't drug testing the way that they should. You might think he's just trying to be positive. He's just trying to get his teammates to believe that they're actually better than they are. But I'm going to tell you what is actually crazy about this. I'm going to tell you the part about this that struck me as like, wow, that's crazy. Here's what's crazy about this story. Jarvis Landry is not the Cleveland Browns wide receiver that has been on drugs and in rehab. Jarvis Landry is the stable wide receiver in this Browns locker room. Nothing like a team with a few skill position guys thinking they can just light up the scoreboard, whether or not they have an offensive line, right? Yeah, Jarvis, remember Joe Thomas? He retired. Your offensive line isn't very good. You guys might look great in those quarterback and wide receiver drills. Like, you're looking around going, man, in these quarterback wide receiver drills, we are tearing it up. People can't stop us. Yeah, until the defensive line comes in, and then you're going to have some problems. It's not going to go quite like it is right now in 7-on-7. It's going to be a little bit different than what it has been so far in training camp. One other story coming out of the NFL, a little bit surprising. Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones surprised a number of people when he actually reported to Falcons training camp yesterday, despite the fact it was rumored he was going to be sitting out of the preseason due to a contract dispute with the team. But the team announced late Wednesday night that a contract adjustment was made to Jones' current deal that was going to boost his scheduled $10.5 million salary up by about $2 million. And so now Julio Jones decided he is going to show up in camp. I mean, yes, he still has 3 years on the deal, but the Falcons did him a solid, hey, here's $2 million, shut up and get into camp. That's basically what happened. But you know, one person who was not surprised one bit, apparently, was Atlanta Falcons head coach Dan Quinn, who says he knew Julio was going to be in training camp all along. I probably didn't feel the same stress that you and the fan base had, Quinn said. I knew there were some reports out regarding him not coming, but I've known he was coming to camp for a while. That's part of good communication between players and coaches. Wow. I mean, look at you, Dan Quinn. Getting pretty cocky, aren't you? You knew it all along, huh? You can just see into the future. Well, let me ask you this, Dan Quinn. Where were those future seeing abilities at halftime of Super Bowl 51 when you were up 21-3? Yeah, where were those at then, Miss Cleo? Why don't you use your powers for something worthwhile instead of this silly, well, I knew when Julio Jones was going to report to camp. Who cares about that? We knew he was going to show up eventually. We just didn't know exactly when. Now you're going to act like you can see the future? Maybe if you'd have seen in the future, you could have seen, hey, you know what? In the future, in this second half of this Super Bowl, Matt Ryan's going to suck. Why didn't you use your powers for that instead, Dan Quinn? Hey, let's shift over to our weekend sports preview. You know, we try to do this every week. We take a look at some of the upcoming events over the weekend, just to make you aware of a few things that you want to make sure that you're near a TV, or you want to make sure you're near a device to keep an eye on. Because again, no one likes to be that person that gets that text from their friends, oh, did you see that play? And you have no idea what they're talking about. Like, you didn't even know there was a game on. You forgot the game was on. You forgot that was that night. Oh, is that tonight? I'm with my significant other. We're watching the Housewives of Atlanta or some silly thing. Now you can't watch the game. You have no chance to watch the game. And everyone's texting you every 5 seconds, letting you know, oh, you should have seen this. Oh, you should have seen that. So what we try to do here at the Daily Dose, we try to help you avoid that nonsense by letting you know what's going to be out there to watch. Then we also do our best to pick the games because, hey, sports gambling's coming. We want to get in on it. We want to be ready. Now, last week on the Dose, we went 4-2. We did have one push. But hey, that's in the money, folks. Now, I'm going to say this right up front as we get into our weekend sports preview. This is, without a doubt, the leanest weekend sports preview that we have had yet doing the Daily Dose. Baseball, like, it doesn't really get that interesting for another month or so. Football, not quite here. Training camps, open, but not a whole lot going on to watch. College football still out there. NBA done. College basketball out there. Like, there's just nothing to watch right now. Going to be a lean weekend sports preview. I'll warn you that ahead of time. Remember, all times given are Mountain Time Zone, so adjust your schedule accordingly. Starting off tonight at 5:30, we've got a decent Major League Baseball series, though. The Los Angeles Dodgers are now widely considered to be the favorite to win the National League. now that they have filled that void at shortstop with Manny Machado. They actually started this series last night, and they are squaring up for a four-game series with the Atlanta Braves, who do lead the National League East. The Dodgers now have a pretty stacked lineup, and if there is a weakness for Atlanta, it is probably that bullpen, which does give up some late-game leads. Now, the Braves can score, and now is the time for Atlanta to be playing Los Angeles, because remember, the Dodgers are waiting for a few pitchers to get back from injuries. When they get back, that Dodgers pitching lineup is going to look a lot better than it does right now. I actually like the Braves, but I think I'm going to take the Dodgers to win this series that starts at 5:30 tonight. Another series that gets going tonight starting at 6:40 p.m. We have kind of an odd interleague series, but it might actually prove to be interesting. Both the Oakland A's and the Colorado Rockies are trying to hang in there on the outside shot that the divisional leaders, maybe they could collapse. Either way, both Oakland and Colorado are lurking out there for a wild card spot. The Oakland A's have struggled a little with their starting pitchers. And of course, the Rockies have struggled a little with their bullpen. They can both generate some runs, at least they have lately, and playing at altitude here in Colorado should help those numbers inflate even more. Trevor Story, Nolan Arenado, and Charlie Blackmon, they've been playing pretty well for the Rockies since the All-Star break, and the Rockies do usually play better at home. So I think I am going to take Colorado to win this three-game series, but if you want to see a pretty entertaining series, I don't know if either one of these teams is going to be there come October. I would strongly doubt it. But maybe we could see one of these teams sneak into a wild card spot and make some noise. Oakland versus Colorado gets started tonight. That's a three-game series. And like I said, I will take Colorado to win that series at home. At 8 p.m. tonight, we have two teams that are struggling a little bit lately, but it might prove to be an interesting series. Like I said, both the Seattle Mariners and the Los Angeles Angels have gone 4-6 in their last 10 games. Now, the Mariners are still in the hunt for the postseason. And the Angels, they are losing traction every day. They honestly, they can't afford to lose many more, or they're going to be completely out of it. They might already be. This isn't a great series, because like I said, you've got two teams kind of struggling, but it might be entertaining to see how Mike Trout does against a Mariners lineup that isn't always pretty, but they have found ways to grind out some very, very tight wins, especially late in ball games. Now, I am worried about the long-term capability of this Mariners team this season. I'm not sure that they really are as good as their record would show. They've won a lot of close games. And I think in baseball, if you win a lot of close games, it just seems like those things tend to even themselves out. Like eventually you're going to lose some close games. I think they could be playing on borrowed time, but I think they are probably better in this three-game series than the Angels, who I think are kind of starting to spiral downward. They just don't have enough. Poor Mike Trout. Such a good player. Such a bad situation. That's pretty much all we have for tonight. Now, if you're looking for something tomorrow on Saturday, you might be looking around saying, man, I just wish there was some college football. Okay, we have a little college football for you tomorrow. No, it's not live, and you already know the outcomes. But I would encourage you, turn into ESPNU all day, because starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow, we have some of the best college football games from 2017 that ESPN is going to be playing. We have Penn State versus Iowa. Very, very good game. Came down to, I believe, the final play of the game. Tennessee versus Florida from last season, which actually came down to kind of a funky, crazy Hail Mary. Oklahoma versus Georgia in the college football playoff game. One of the best games of the entire college football season. And then finally, at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, they will be showing the Alabama versus Georgia national championship game. There are some really, really fun games to watch there. And I realize, hey, you already know what's going to happen, but try to convince a friend or a family member that the game is live and bet them that you can predict the next play. You might be able to pick up some quick coin going that route. Just something to keep in mind. I'm just throwing that out there. Just some free advice from the Daily Dose. Now, if you do want to watch something on Saturday night, we do have what could be a very watchable fight on Showtime between lightweight fighters that do not have the name Vasily Lomachenko. Because these two guys could be future opponents of Lomachenko, and both are pretty good fighters. Mikey Garcia is 38-0. You know, he might be the best fighter that maybe you've never seen. Some of the reason that Mikey Garcia is not that well known, he's just not this big loudmouth personality. Mikey Garcia fights. he wins, he leaves. That's it. But don't underestimate Mikey. As a fighter, he is very, very talented. He doesn't make big mistakes. He's a very fundamental boxer, and he defends himself very well. He's going to be facing 21-0 Robert Easter Jr., a tall, lanky fighter who should have a significant reach advantage. He could be a dangerous matchup because of his length, because of his reach. That could be an interesting matchup. And boxing is all about the matchups. I like Mikey Garcia a lot. I think he is so technically good that he can win a decision here. But this isn't a bad fight to watch tomorrow night. Now, obviously, I would prefer to see a Lomachenko or a Jorge Linares here. But this might be a decent fight as Mikey Garcia and Robert Easter fight for a WBC IBF lightweight unification. Might want to tune into that one. Moving on to Sunday. Yeah, we don't have much to watch on Sunday. Lots of NFL training camp reports. Yeah, coming to you live here from Dallas, the Cowboys are out there practicing. Looks really hot. Not sure what's going on. Guys yelling, a fight here or there. That's what you're going to be getting on Sunday. I guess you can watch that if you want to. I doubt that I will. Hey, at 12:30, we do have NASCAR at Pocono as they go to the big triangle. Martin Truex is the defending winner. Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch seem like they want to fight each other. You know NASCAR is going to encourage it. I don't know. Hey, it's a pretty quiet weekend. Like I said, read a book. Go to a barbecue. Suck up with your significant other as much as you can because, like I said, football season is coming. You're not going to want to do anything once that gets started. Then you're going to be looking for excuses to stay home. So you better take advantage of these weekends while we have them. Hey, coming back, we need to get to our Daily Dose Top 5. We talked a little baseball in our weekend sports preview, and we all know who the big dogs are in Major League Baseball right now, don't we?
Peugeot Summer Drive is here. Bask in feel-good summer motoring in an award-winning new Peugeot. Take that extra trip to the beach, turn up at that family barbecue unannounced, or simply drive the long way home, confident in the knowledge that your first two scheduled services will only cost £99. Summer is fleeting. Enjoying carefree new car motoring with Peugeot certainly isn't. Order a brand new Peugeot this summer and get two scheduled services for just £99. Terms and conditions apply. Visit peugeot.co.uk/summerdrive for full details. At participating dealers only.
Just a quick reminder that if you have any shopping to do, you might want to head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles that feature your favorite TV shows, your favorite movies, and your favorite video games. August Loot Crate theme is now out. It is called Mayhem because wherever they go, mayhem seems to follow. Celebrate some of your favorite havoc-wreaking characters and chaotic moments with exclusive gear and collectibles. August Loot Crate theme features items from Rick and Morty, Office Space, Harley Quinn, and DC Comics, but the best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, be sure that you type Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order, just as a little thank you for listening to the Daily Dose. Now, as we do every single Friday, we have got to get to our Daily Dose Top 5. Of course, Major League Baseball is now past the All-Star break. Teams only have around, wait for it, 60 games left in the season? Yes. A mere 60 games or so left. Seriously? 60 games? Can we please chop the Major League Baseball season in half? Honestly, it's just way too many games. We are in the final stretch of the regular season, and there are still like 60 games left. Whatever. Okay, that's not the point of this whole thing. Here is the point. The point is that as we look around the baseball landscape right now, where are teams currently sitting? The Boston Red Sox lead the American League East. The Cleveland Indians are in first place in the AL Central. And of course, the Houston Astros are on top of the AL West division. Meanwhile, over in the National League, things are a little more tight. In the East, we have the Philadelphia Phillies battling with the Atlanta Braves. In the Central, the Chicago Cubs are just a game or so ahead of Milwaukee. That's very tight. And out West, the Los Angeles Dodgers have come all the way back from last place to be right in a tight seat with the Arizona Diamondbacks. But as we look at these current standings, we start thinking, well, that's probably how the postseason is going to be. These are the top teams. These are the teams that are going to be contending for a pennant. But that might not be the case at all, because we have seen a number of times that teams in first place can go through some late season struggles. I mean, it is still late July. We have seen teams take significant leads into August, into September, and still fail to even make the postseason. So today, on our Daily Dose Top 5, we count down the Daily Dose Top 5 Major League Baseball late season collapses. And no, I'll just say up front, I'm not going back to the Civil War days of baseball. If you are hoping for me to talk about the Aaron Burr-led Pottstown Maroons or whatever, you're going to be bitterly disappointed. I am staying in the modern era. I always struggle to count any era in which certain ethnicities were banned from playing. So don't worry about the old stuff. We're keeping this more modern. Off we go. Starting off at number five, let me set the stage for you on this one. Your team has an 83-62 record on September 12th. You have a 7-game lead in the National League East. Your pitching staff has both Tom Glavine and Pedro Martinez on it. David Wright, Carlos Delgado, Carlos Beltran, they are all playing very well. What could possibly go wrong for you? Well, how about everything? Because the 2007 New York Mets managed to go 5-12 in their final 17 games, including 3 losses down the stretch by Glavine and by Pedro. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Phillies were coming on. The race for the division actually came down to the final day of the regular season. The Mets could still get in with a win over last place Florida, but that didn't happen. Glavine got shelled and the Mets got beat 8-1 at home. Bye-bye Mets. The Philadelphia Phillies get in instead. The 2007 New York Mets come in at number 5. Moving on to number 4. You know, 1995 was a strange time in Major League Baseball. Of course, the 1994 season had been canceled by that player lockout. So in 95, baseball was back and wild card teams had been added as Major League Baseball all but begged fans, please come back. Please come watch our games again. Eventually, MLB would learn that steroids would actually help a little more, but for now, wild card teams were going to be the great hope. On August 9th, the California Angels held an 11-game lead in the American League West. The Angels were led by Jim Edmonds, JT Snow, and Tony Phillips. This was going to be a no-brainer. The Angels were rolling. But as the Seattle Mariners started to heat up, the Angels started to crash back to earth. They went 18-31 down that final stretch. The Angels were actually forced into a 1-game playoff versus the Mariners for the right to advance into the postseason. And Randy Johnson and the Seattle Mariners absolutely smoked Mark Langston, and the Angels were done. Happens really, really fast, doesn't it? The 1995 California Angels come in at number 4. Moving on to number 3. You know, in 2011, the Boston Red Sox were the best team in baseball throughout the regular season. And come playoff time, yeah, they were sitting at home and watching it like the rest of us. Boston won 90 games in 2011, but they went just 7-20 in the month of September. And again, as it seems like it always usually is, it was the New York Yankees that would catch them and pass them. And once again, it would come down to the final day of the regular season. If the Boston Red Sox could beat the awful Baltimore Orioles and the Yankees could maybe do them a solid and beat the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, Boston would still get in as the wild card. Neither one happened. The Red Sox went from first place to third place in the AL East as they lost to Baltimore. And then Tampa Bay actually came back and beat the Yankees. The 2011 Boston Red Sox missed the playoffs entirely despite having a roster that had Dustin Pedroia, JD Drew, David Ortiz, and look at this pitching lineup. John Lester, Josh Beckett, Tim Wakefield, Andrew Miller, John Lackey. How in the world did Boston miss the postseason entirely? I don't know. But in 2011, they did exactly that. They come in at number 3. Coming in at number 2. This was also in 2011, which apparently was just the year of the collapse in Major League Baseball. I don't know. But the Atlanta Braves had a 7.5-game lead for the wild card berth in 2011. And they had that 7.5-game lead not in July, not like right now, not even in August. They had a 7.5-game lead for the wild card berth in September. How in the world do you lose a 7.5-game wild card lead in the final month of the season. Well, it helps if you go 9-18 in that final month, including losing 6 of your final 7 games. The Braves couldn't do anything right down the stretch. Meanwhile, the St. Louis Cardinals went 18-8 in the final month. The Braves just couldn't hang on, and the Cardinals would sneak in and steal the wild card berth from them instead. The 2011 Atlanta Braves come in at number 2. So who could be number 1? And I swear when I tell you this, I am not trying to pick on the Boston Red Sox. It's just that they have given up some big leads. We have seen the Red Sox collapse down the stretch a few times. And this is one of those cases. Because in 1978, the Boston Red Sox were cruising along. They had a 10-game lead in July behind Carlton Fisk and Jim Rice. But this wasn't so much the Red Sox just completely melting down as much as it was the New York Yankees started to get red hot. The Yankees finished the season on a 52-21 tear, and the Red Sox just couldn't do enough to hold them off. These two actually came down to a 1-game playoff to see who would make the postseason in 78. And it was actually looking good early for Boston to hold on. They were up 2-0 in the 7th inning when Yankees shortstop Bucky Dent, a guy not known for his power, stepped to the plate. After taking a foul tip off of his foot, he stepped back into the batter's box, and he did this. Here is a clip from WPIX.
And now Bucky will step back in with a count of 1-1. Runners at first and second, 2 out here in the 7th inning. The Yankees are trailing 2-0. Dent is the key man. Stretched by Torres, the set, the kick, and the pitch. Hit deep to left field. This one may be off the wall, maybe in the screen. Home run! Home run for Bucky Dent!
Yes, Bucky Dent hits a 3-run blast to put the Yankees up 3-2. They would go on to win the game. They would go on to win the division. And eventually, the 78 Yankees went on to win the World Series, which just rubbed some more salt in the wounds for Red Sox fans for years. Hey, you know, pressure is a funny thing. We are the only species on the planet that feels pressure. But we see it in sports so many times. A team that is loaded with talent is gripping. They are white-knuckling it. While another team, maybe that even has less talent, is playing loose. And they're playing relaxed. And we see the pressure eat one team up. Right now, we look at the standings in Major League Baseball, and we think, well, we've got a pretty good idea of who's going to step up. We kind of know who the players are going to be in the postseason, don't we? But we can never account for what pressure is going to do to a team. Will they step up? Will they shake off the pressure? Or will they melt down and be remembered for suffering a huge collapse with the season on the line? That is what makes sports so fun to watch. And as much as we think we know, you know, a lot of times we really don't know. Hey, it is Friday and we made it through another week. I hope that you enjoyed our construction jobs this week. I know we did something a little bit different, but I heard from a few listeners that said they liked those shows. Just something a little different during this time when there honestly isn't that much to talk about. We might have to do something different for another couple of weeks because we still have a few dry weeks coming, but we will make sure that we keep you entertained. We will see what we can come up with. Hey, on Monday, we will be back at it to discuss all the happenings over the weekend. We will keep you up on the latest and greatest in the world of sports. Hey, I want to thank all of you so much for listening to The Daily Dose every day. I hope you enjoy the show. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you for reaching out. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for subscribing to the show wherever you listen. It is all very, very appreciated. I have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you've got the map.
Check.
The cool box and the ice packs.
Check.
Oh, and we'll need chainmail armor for when we fight the dragon. A jar of toad's eyes for potions and a wise old wizard to help us cross the bridge of riddles.
This summer, take yourself to a different place with Audible. We've got the largest selection of children's audiobooks. Download your first one for free. £7.99 a month after 30-day free trial. Renews automatically. See audible.co.uk for details.